I need you to call immediately if you don't like Alanis Morissette. 221-1011 or *101 on your Meritex cellular phone. If you hate her. I hate her. I freaking hate Alanis Morissette. I liked one song the first time I heard it. Then that was it. Shoot, might have somebody right here. CD. Whoa.
I have some radio down.
Yeah, you do?
Hey, I hate Alanis Morissette.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, my God.
Okay, hang on 1 second. We got somebody else here. CD101, hello.
Yeah, I really, really hate her.
Oh, really?
She is a dyke.
Okay, well, here's what's going to happen. Can you guys come down to the station?
Hey, I can come down to the station.
I will be right there.
All
right,
now here's the way it's going to work. I have the new Alanis Morissette CD right here. It is quite simply the most annoying thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to put those guys in a room. I'm going to put this CD on. If both of them sit in there and listen to it 3 times straight, not to hurt her sales or anything, she'll sell enough. And she's naked on the disc, so that sells a couple right there. But you just listen to how freaking annoying this CD is. I don't think there's a human being alive who can sit through this whole thing 3 times. Oh, shut up. It's the Ethel Merman of the 90s. I hate her. Can't freaking stand her. Anyway, so we're going to wait for these two guys to get here and make them sit and listen to this album all night long. I don't think it's possible. It's that bad, folks.
Our participants arrive.
I counted the Alanis Morissette album 71 minutes and 50 seconds. Mitch and what was the other guy's name? Rocky. Right. Anyway, Mitch and Rocky, they're sitting right in the production room. They're about ready to hit play. They have to listen to this Alanis Morissette album 3 straight times. Whoever sticks out the longest will get big room tickets. Hit play now.
I know he's blood, but all right. Can't still turn him away. You don't owe him anything.
There we go. And they're not allowed to talk. They got to go 3 hours without talking. 3.5 hours. This guy's giving in right now. Anyway, we'll check in time to time with our good friends Mitch and Rocky. And folks, they're in my production room. I'm the production director here. And there's no ventilation in there. You can't imagine how hot it is right now. It's starting to get to them. Listen to this. Who could listen to this? God, it's horrible. This is such a horrible CD. This is the funniest thing I've ever done to anybody. It's unfortunate you can't see the look on their faces.
Time passes.
Guys, they've gone for 40 minutes. It's amazing. I don't know what track they're on because it all sounds like the same crap. And now they're watching TV. I think we have to turn that TV off, dude. They're enjoying the TV way too much.
Then the real torture begins.
Well, you know, I told the Alanis Morissette boys that, I promised them that break in between each. And I said, I'll give you a 5-minute smoke break because, you know, they're kind of waking out here. And they were like, okay, I can do it, you know. And they counted down. And then the second the 17th track was over, I just started over real quick and said, I'm just kidding. You don't get any breaks. It's mean. It's torture. Now we've got all the lights on. The really big, bright fluorescent lights. It's really hot in there to begin with, and it's going to be even hotter. They at first were sitting, and now they're walking back and forth and pacing. This is what they do the second time the CD is played. Remember, this takes 3.5 hours. This is a form of torture in many countries.
Still hanging on, I deliver the final blow. Play both Alanis Morissette albums at the same time.
Mitch said he's getting sick and he's going to puke. That would not be good. Folks, I don't know what else to do to these guys. God, he's banging his head up against the window. It's like they're like animals at the zoo. We're all looking at him through this window.
Less than 10 minutes later.
Mitch, you've given in.
I can't take it.
He's still
It's horrible. I don't know why he's still in there. He already won.
He's still in there with this. Anyway, you gave in. I mean, you've been in there. You're in there for 2 hours. Now, here's the worst part. Now, don't tell him this. He can't hear it, okay? None of you tell him this, but I'm giving you the tickets anyway. I have 2 pair of tickets. I have.
Now you are really going to burn your own special level of
anyway, I have 2 tickets. I can give you both the tickets, and you get to go see the show as well as the food and all that stuff. So he doesn't know that yet, so let's look at him and laugh. You're in there for nothing. Okay, let him out. Don't say a word, guys. Don't say a word. You win. Not only do you get the big room, you get to see them at the Newport
turn that
as well.
Off. Somebody turn that off.
Yeah, go ahead and stop those. You get to see them at the Newport and you get the food and all that stuff, all right?
That was horrible. I'm serious. I'm not going to be able to sleep for days.
Was that horrible? I don't know how you did it.
I want to know if you guys are going to pay for the therapy I'm going to require.
How did you guys possibly think you'd go 3.5 hours?
I don't know.